A long, thin corridor houses the next artworks. The corridor is 11 metres long and 2.5 metres wide. There are 6 arched entries to the space. The arches are constructed of white timber battens like those you find underneath Queenslander houses. This gallery space is called Collected. When you enter, there are 5 artworks hanging in front of you. All the works consider Brisbane's flora in the context of historical and contemporary collection, documentation and categorisation. They encourage reflection on different knowledge systems, the ways in which flowers can be used, and what flowers represent, literally and metaphorically. A work by Sarah Rayner sits in the middle of the wall. It is a long, clear display box that has a fine timber frame. The box measures 2 metres long and 1 metre high and is attached to the wall. Inside, seemingly suspended, are 10 white porcelain objects. They vary in size, the smallest is 250 millimetres and the largest is 450 millimetres in length. The artist calls these objects flower bones. They have a smooth, silky polished texture, reminiscent of old bones left to the elements. None of the flower bones represent a full flower, but more so the parts that make up a flower. The artist is known for slicing into buds and flowers and breaching pods. She peels and dissects and recreates these elements out of porcelain. Her artworks are painstakingly carved, showing the smallest of details of the insides of her subject matter, be it hairy, velvety, woolly, spongy, or filled with hundreds of tiny seeds. To the left of this artwork, there are a series of what look like historical seed packets. These are created by Bonetta Mary Marbo. They illustrate plants that were brought to Australia by the First Fleet. Names of Queensland prisons are also on the packets. The prison system was brought to Australia, just like the introduced fruits and flowers. Words such as detention centre are on the packets to remind us how words can be used to soften realities. Nearby are 3 other artworks. There are 30 small embroidered cards created by Lyndall Phelps to honour the women who collected botanical specimens for Australia's first herbarium, 3 digital prints created by Edith Rewa that depict floral species found in Tui Forest, and 22 cyanotype prints created by Eliza Jane Carmichael that celebrate the spring flowers on Quandamooka country.